Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chaim Schmidt with the Kosher Scene. My guest this evening is Shai Germesian. He's the Executive Vice President of Allied Importers USA Limited. Allied Importers is one of the U.S. largest importers and distributors of kosher wine. Good evening, Shai.
Good evening, Chaim. Thanks for having me on.
It's always been a pleasure. So tell us, who is Shai? Who is the man behind the voice?
Born and raised in Queens, Persian Jewish family. Graduate of Baruch College, finance degree. Never thought I would get into the family business of importing and distributing wine. Happened that I graduated a little after 9/11, not the most easiest time to get a job in finance. Hung around my family's office for a while, sending resumes, going on interviews. Then finally I said, you know what, let me try, give it a few weeks, give it a few months. 15 years later, here I am. Something must have clicked. Something positive must have happened from it.
Well, put it this way. Over the years, since I've known you, I see how you speak about wine. I see how you act at the various shows. There is no question that wine is one of your passions. And selling wines comes a very, very close second. So let me ask you this. You went into the family business. How did the family happen to go into the wine business? When they came over from Persia, of all the things, why wine?
Right. Well, like most people who immigrated from Iran before the Shah fell, we were selling Persian rugs at a nice, very nice showroom on Park Avenue and 30th Street. But as the Iran-Contra affair happened, that business dried up. Many Americans became sour. They didn't care that we were Persian Jews. They just cared that we were Persian. My uncle, on one of his vacations, God rest his soul, was in Spain. Was never really a wine drinker as well, but tasted some wine, came back, took some courses from the famous windows on the world in the original World Trade Center to learn more about wine. Became the family company sommelier, and that's where we started.
Was that the course with Kevin's Rally?
I'm sorry?
The course that your uncle took to Kevin's Rally?
Sounds familiar, yes. I think it was. I mean, I don't remember. I was young. We're talking about 1980. I was only 3 at the time. Goes to show how old I am today. But
the course at the time.
Correct, exactly. It was the very famous one that, I mean, today many sommeliers from around the world had attended it and graduated from it.
So what were some of the wines that the company started out with in the early days?
The early days,
or at least
mainly
when you were old enough to understand.
Right. Well, we didn't always do kosher. We did for a while French wine, but then we started bringing in kosher Italian wines, kosher French wines, kosher Chilean wines. Our contacts around the world helped us secure kosher wines, and we started doing business with various kashrut organizations, and we started bringing in. It was an easy niche for us as a Jewish family. We felt obligated to bring kosher wine. I know back then it was in its infancy, but we started bringing in slowly, you know, and started then reaching out to other regions. We were, back then until this day, looking always for interesting things. We don't just want to have Chardonnay, Merlot, Cabernet. We want to have interesting things. We want people to appreciate wine. not just typical Russian.
Well, one of my
stuff.
Favorite Italian wines that you guys bring in is the Barolo. I think it's the only kosher Barolo around.
I think it might be, yes. It was not an easy project to make, but thank God I think it paid off. It hasn't been an easy project to remake, as the price of Barolo has skyrocketed the last few years in Italy. But yeah, it's a great bottle of wine, one of my favorites as well.
About 6 months ago, I bought the last four bottles that, at least at the time, the last four bottles that my local wine store had around the corner. And I'm drinking those very, very slowly, very, very carefully. I want them to stick around for a while. I don't know when I can get more.
Yeah, I would definitely hold on to it. I like to say it's actually one of the few Mivushal wines out there that ages well. I'm very proud of it. So you've still got some time. I wouldn't rush to consume it all, especially with the next vintage being released not known anytime soon.
And how long can it age in the bottle safely before it starts decaying?
You mean in the bottle?
In the bottle, yeah.
All different Mivushal wine from around the world all depends on how it was pasteurized and bisheled. What we like to do in Italy, what I'm proud of, is that we pasteurize the must, which we do really, really in the beginning of the process. And it does extend the shelf life of the wine. The 2010 Borgoreal Barolo, since that's the one we're speaking to, I would say, we're in 2007 now, I'd say we have another 5-6 years to go.
Okay. Hopefully by then you guys will bring in a new batch.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
So what are some of your other wines?
Well, we're known as probably having the best selection of kosher Italian wines, and that brand is Borgoreal. You know, Pinot Grigio, Chianti, Montepulciano, Sangiovese, Primitivo, Red Zinfandel, Matura, which happens to be one of my favorite wines. It's a Raposo-style wine, which means that the grapes are left on the vines a little longer, making them a little bit more raisiny. It's sweet, a little sweeter. I don't like usually saying that because people right away think it's a dessert wine or a late harvest wine. It just makes the fruit a little bit sweeter. Obviously, one of our flagship brands is also Dolton from Israel, from the Upper Galilee. It's been a mainstay in our portfolio for many years and one of, I think, the most well-known brands, kosher and from Israel, in the United States. Lanzur, which is on the inexpensive side, value side, from Chile, correct. That's one of our bigger brands as well. And, you know, we've been bringing in other wines over the years as well. Hakor Mim from the Shore family, one of the oldest wineries in Israel. Yekev Yerushalayim, the only winery located actually in Jerusalem. We recently brought in Hayotzer, which is also one of the oldest wineries in Israel. I think by production wise, they are the fifth largest winery. Those are some of our brands that are pretty well known. Like I said, we're always looking to bring in interesting things. I mean, we have Louis Pasco. This recently we just introduced his second label that he worked on at the Bin Nun Winery. It's a limited edition Reserve Merlot Cabernet Sauvignon blend. We also import Cantina Giuliani, which is the only kosher winery in Tuscany, farm to table.
Right, we even interviewed him here on this very same program.
Right, right. Great. I was actually had the opportunity of actually visiting him this past summer, and it's a great opportunity for people who have visited Tuscany over the years or want to visit Tuscany but never had a opportunity to stay somewhere and have a kosher meal. And the food is great, the restaurant is great, and they do take care of you, and you can have Shabbat meals And
yes,
you know,
and he also has a couple of apartments that
That's recent. And you know, we also bring in Gavot, which is in the Shomron. Late last year, we introduced Gross, which happens to be one of the largest producers of Etrogim, but also has limited wine production. His grapes are from the Galil. So we try to have a balanced portfolio from various regions and types of wines that, you know, try to service everyone.
So what are some of the new wines that are going to be available in time for the Chagim that you have not had before? And if so, can you give us some wine notes on them?
Sure. From Dalton, we have the Estate D-Series Chenin Blanc. Most Jews who drink wine and hear Chenin Blanc think of right away sweetness, but it's not. It's actually more on the drier side. It's actually a very, very pleasant wine. It's a very French style. Loire Valley. Also, we have a limited edition of their Grenache this year. Both of those wines from the Dalton Winery are available going into Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. As I said before, Bin Nun, which is the reserve Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot blend, a very elegant wine, limited production. I think altogether they produced 4,000 bottles. Easy drinking, food forward wine. The new vintage of Louis Pascoe. The 16 was recently released, and we will have going into the market. The Hakomim Adi 13 Riesling, which is more of a semi-dry, inexpensive Riesling for those who are looking for something along those lines. From Yekiv Yerushalayim, we have the Premium White Series wine, Non Mevusho, which is a blend of French Colombard and Emerald Riesling. Very nice, easy drinking wine as well. The Reserve Shiraz and the Reserve Petit Sirah, excuse me. Both elegant wines. We really, this year, haven't introduced so many wines going into the holidays. Well, of course, we also have Hayotzer, as I said, which is we're hoping. We have a lot of hope in them becoming a bigger brand. Their wines from all price points, all over the map. They're picking grapes from all over parts of Israel. Meritage blend, which is a Bordeaux blend, which I find to be very, very elegant. There's a dessert wine. There's a GSM, which is a Rhone blend that's available. They have some Cabernet, some Shiraz, Merlots, all different types of wines. But as I was saying, we're trying not to introduce so many new wines for the holidays. Although people are always out looking for new items, we also realize that shelf space today is at a premium. And I see that the market is becoming more and more saturated. You know, we have to focus on just, you know, better items, nicer packaging, strong price points that people are looking for. So, you know, the days of bringing out 25, 30 new items or wines or whatever, showing to retailers, are long gone. Nobody really has the room to bring all those items in anymore.
Plus, the more items you bring in, the harder it is to control anyway.
Yes, this has always been the case, more so than ever before.
So let me ask you one question.
Please.
What are some of your best-selling wines, both on the high end and on the lower end? And what is the range of prices that the average person could buy it at the store?
I mean, for sure, Dalton Canon Red and the White, both blends easy drinking wines, Borgo Real Pinot Grigio, Borgo Real Chianti, Borgo Real Pinot Noir, those are all $13.99 to as high as $15.99. Of course, there's the Lanzur
Cabernet Chardonnay, Merlot, all else at $7.99 to $9.99. Those are probably the better, more well-known, inexpensive wines. And then in the second tier price point, about $18.99 to, I'd say, $25, I would say the Dalton Merlot, Dalton Cabernet, and the Dalton Shiraz in the Oak Age series. Those are very nice, elegant wines that people have been buying over the years and are quite familiar with it. Then the Alma Bordeaux blend and the Alma Rhone blend. The premium Cabernet from Jerusalem, the premium Pinotage from Jerusalem, one of the few Pinotages coming out of Israel. The premium Marsalon, another interesting varietal from Yekev Yerushalayim that is very interesting and doing well for us in the market. After that, you know, Louis Pascoe, the Dalton Reserve Cabernet, Dalton Reserve Merlot, Dalton Reserve Shiraz, the Marone Single Vineyard Cabernet. And after that, I mean, the higher end stuff, which is a more limited market, I would say the Dalton Matatia, Dalton Masada, the Gofna Cabernet Franc from Gavot as well. Those are some of our more higher end interesting varieties. Borgo Real Brunello, been to me one of my favorite wines as well.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of our top selling wines.
Brunello di Montalcino.
Yes, well, probably the only kosher Brunello di Montalcino in the market.
Yes, in fact, when I was a rabbi at the Hudson Valley Resort and Spa this past Passover, it was one of the wines that we had at the table, and when people heard that that was the wine that I was going to bring for the that evening, everybody was fighting to see that my table.
I remember
funny.
You telling me that. I remember that. It's a good position to be in.
Now, the one wine that I wouldn't dare bring because I wanted to keep it for myself, being very selfish, of course, was the Barolo. Now, through the years that you've been in this business, I am sure that you must have had some unusual, interesting, or funny anecdotes. Care to share one or two of them?
I mean, stories that are funny, you know? I mean, there are
funny
multiple stories.
Funny or just plain
here.
Interesting, unusual, unexpected?
You know, on a personal level, nothing ever really surprises me. So, I mean, whatever I've seen over the years, I know it sounds like I'm avoiding the question, but what I've seen over the years has never been something like I've stood there and had to, like, do a double take on it. There's always interesting stories regarding kosher wine when you're producing wine and selling wine, especially from around the world. I mean, I don't have a particular story that comes to mind. I don't know if I even have a story that I, you know, think it's appropriate for me to share on the air anyway.
Okay, let me ask the question differently then.
Okay, maybe.
How do you decide that a certain company and some of their wines are the right products for Allied?
Right. You mean as a winery?
What is the process? Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty straightforward. I like to think that we're one of the few companies that does this process, but, I mean, we ask for samples. If we are able to, if it's from a certain region, visit the winery, see what they're doing, what's the process. Price points are very interesting also, very important, I should say, not interesting. The packaging has to be there as well. And we have to see if there's a niche in the market for it. We've been offered a lot of wines over the years from various regions that we've done research on, and we've looked into it, and we've passed on it. You know, another thing is also, in some cases, if we're very close to making a decision, we talk to people in the market. We have, you know, I like to think we have good relationships in the market with certain retailers or restaurants or wholesalers, and we like to gauge and see. You know, what do you think of this? If this wine came out at this price point, do you think you can sell it? Do you think you can do well with it? Those things are all factored in before we make a decision on bringing on a brand. And if all those things are not checked mm-hmm. off, you know, we usually pass on it.
Well, you mentioned the restaurants.
Yes.
Last evening, for example, three of us went to the brand new Noi Due Carne, who, by the way, will be my guest tomorrow evening, tomorrow evening's broadcast, Golan.
Send them my regards.
And we started, I certainly will, and we started out with the Montepulciano. After that, we went to a Dalton Canon Red. Superb selection, perfectly paired with what we were eating. Last week, I happened to be there for the first time with Levana from the old Levana's restaurant and her husband.
Oh, okay.
And
Kirsten, Mom.
We were drinking the Montepulciano.
Right.
So, yes, your wines are very well known, well liked, and they work perfectly with Italian food.
That's what we're aiming for. Yeah, you know, we're fortunate. We're always trying hard. We don't rest on our laurels. Getting into restaurants are not easy. Staying on restaurant wine lists are not easy. But I think we have a good portfolio and a good sales force and a good staff and a good reputation to continue to push and have those wines available for consumers when they're dining out, not just in retail shops.
Mm-hmm. So I understand you have an event coming up.
September 7th. Next Thursday.
Next week.
Yes,
Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Mm-hmm. So what is it about? Where is it? How do people get tickets?
So it's our first ever portfolio event, tasting, I should say. It's the majority of the Allied importers' wine and spirits portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, we're not trying to push it off as anything else. It is what exactly I said. It's a wine and spirits portfolio in conjunction
mm-hmm.
with great kosher magazines. We're going to have a few restaurants there as food vendors, but the evening will mostly more be about wine and spirits, more wine than anything else. It's being
mm-hmm.
held at the Midtown Terrace, Loft and Terrace, excuse me, on 5th Avenue, 267 5th Avenue, which is between 29th and 30th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are limited. We're actually almost sold out. And you can purchase them online. It's actually on our Facebook page if you just type in Allied Importers USA. And the link is there. The link is way too long for me to say it on the air right now. But
no
I
problem.
Mean, the,
we'll find it.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it's going
we
to be a great event.
We all know how to
I
use
think.
Google.
If those who know how to use Google can should do it. If those who don't, they should ask Siri, and she'll be, I'm sure, be able to point them in the right direction.
Okay. So will you have any winemakers there, or...?
We're going to have the owner of the Dalton Winery there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be presenting a selection of kosher sake, which is, I think,
Ooh.
Very interesting. Which is a lot
yes.
of people, a lot of people don't usually go for sake. I think it'll be a great opportunity for them to taste it.
Mm-hmm.
Some bourbons and some scotches. There'll be some interesting items there. I don't want to give anything away. I think it's those who attend will benefit from it, and, very much so. But yeah, I think it will be a very interesting event.
How much are the tickets?
Currently, they are. There's an early bird special that ends in a day, which is $80. And a regular pricing, which a regular ticket, which will go until September 7th, is $100. It's actually my opinion. I know I'm sounding biased, but a steal of a deal. You don't usually for something
okay.
like this. You end up paying two,
That's
three times the amount.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when does it start and how long does it run?
It'll start at 6 and probably go all the way up until 9:30.
Okay. So basically what you're saying that all we have to do is go to your page on Facebook and we can get it from there.
Correct. It's
now,
on,
what
it's
are
on,
some of the restaurants that are going to be there?
Some of the restaurants that will be there will be Bison and Bourbon, Estihana, 550, Mr. Broadway, JJ's Holy Cow, Grow and Behold, which
mm-hmm.
is not a restaurant.
No,
Banner
but they
Smoke
have
Fit.
Superb poultry.
Exactly. And meat. R&Z Kosher Smoked Meats, which is also known as
Ooh.
Smoking on the Highway.
Right.
And that's it. Again, we're not trying to make it all about just food. This is
of course.
We want to give the opportunity for consumers to try wines that they may have seen or heard of over the years, but did not get a chance, but have not purchased or haven't tried a new vintage in a long time. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, and the food is going to be spectacular, and the event, God willing, should be fun. It should be great as well.
Okay. As always, it's a pleasure talking to you. As always.
Likewise.
I learned something new, and I appreciate that. So that's it for the evening.
I appreciate
and
your time. I appreciate the opportunity to come on the show. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. And we shall see you next Thursday.
Yes, God willing.
Good night to one and all, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget to tune us in tomorrow when we will be speaking to the owner of Noi Due Carne, the brand new meat restaurant, and the original Noi Due downstairs, which is a dairy restaurant. Noi Due Carne is where the original Levana's restaurant used to be. So good night, one and all. Looking forward to you listening to us tomorrow evening at 10 o'clock. Thank you very much, and good night.